This is 98.1 KZE. Welcome back to the Midday Show. And once again, we're so excited to have Richard Thompson right here on the show. How's your day going, Richard?
It's going very well. I'm over in London,
You
England.
are?
Yes, I am. Isn't this a nice connection? Gosh, it's amazing, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Let's just get out of the way that the show is at the Bardavon on Friday, November 7th at 8 o'clock. But before we get to that, I'm going to just put you on the spot a little bit. You wrote a memoir, it turns out, right?
I did, apparently. Yep.
Called Bee's Wing. I read that. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And
Oh,
then
good.
there's, I'm just trying, now I'm making up for everything.
Oh, very good. Yep. Excellent product. Very good. Yep. That's that one. That's Ship to Shore. That's my most recent album.
And what a terrific album.
Thank you.
I had the benefit of seeing you perform at Daryl's house, you know, on that tour when you
Yeah.
were, as
Sure.
well as at, I think, City Winery Hudson Valley.
Sure.
There's no city in the City Winery at Hudson Valley, but it's a beautiful location. Also at the Egg in Albany.
Well, sure, yep, the
I
egg.
just kept, and then I swear to God, Lebon's. You just kept playing, and now you're going to be at the Bardavon. And tell me how you manage and how you tweak your shows or your energy, or how do you play in these very different size venues, very different type of relationship between the stage and the audience? Do you think about that a lot?
You think about it. I don't think at the point of booking you think about it. I think when you turn up for the show, you kind of react to the size of the room. What's the PA like? What's the sound like? Is there a balcony? How are the sight lines for people? That kind of thing. And it's nice actually to have some kind of contrast. It would be boring, I suppose, to be playing the same size of theater all the time. So it's
Right.
nice to step down to a club sometimes. Nice to do the occasional festival. Just the different sizes is good. It's stimulating. Sometimes you think you might do a different selection of songs depending on the size of the venue. The distance to the audience. If the audience is right on top of you, you might feel different. If
Did
there's a
they respond differently to you as the performer? I have to imagine you were more accessible to them, whether they're thinking that consciously or subconsciously. Like at the City Winery, I noticed in whatever the town was, you're right there. You're like a foot from the table.
yeah, which is great. I think
That's true.
it's less how the audience reacts, it's how you perceive the audience. If there's a orchestra pit between you or something, you may feel the audience is further away and a bit slower, whereas that might not be the reality for them. They might be feeling very cozy with you.
Right, yeah.
But if you're in a club like literally, 1 foot from the front table, then you're getting all the energy from the audience. I mean, right there. I mean, it's great fun, actually. But then perhaps financially, you can't survive by playing smaller clubs. You have to do bigger things sometimes.
Sure, and like the Bardavon, which is still a theater, which is
That's a theater, yeah.
really, and those shows I mentioned at those particular venues were all you. With Levon's being an exception, it was more of almost like a variety show. It was such a treat. But I noticed you've been going out with your partner, your wife, singing with you, and right, it's just the two of you. It's you alone, and then you bring her in,
Exactly, yeah.
and so you can scale. Of course, it sounds like sounds like perfect in a way, and you get to keep all the profits, which is nice.
That's
You get to share all
true.
that with your bandmates.
It's a reality. Touring with a band is expensive, and I would have
Sure.
to probably have a new CD out, really, to justify the expense
Right.
of having a
Yeah.
band on the road. And it's only gotten more expensive in the last like 5 years. I mean, it just keeps
Yeah.
escalating. So I have to think about that and think, well, I can't play with a band all the time, but every couple of years we get the band out, and it's just great fun. It's just wonderful. We have a
Right.
great time.
Yeah. So at the Bardavon, what are we looking at? What can we expect
You
for
can
that
expect
show?
an acoustic show. And material from really all over the place. I mean, I started writing songs in the 60s, so
Yeah.
I'll refer back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, zeros, teens. unrecorded stuff, that things that I haven't recorded yet, new songs, and everything in between. And hopefully something for all ages, all moods. Happy, sad,
How much do you leave? For I remember also the f number right before the pandemic, I got to see it down in New York City, and boy, I'm really going sounding like this crazy fan now. But I have seen you a bunch in the last few years. I find your shows and your interaction with the audience and your general vibe to be so refreshing. And there's so much
That's good.
toxicity out there, so thank you. But I noticed Elvis Costello did that roulette thing years back, and you were taking names, what would you call it? Requests. That's the word I'm searching for. Out of a hat, right? And that's so brave. One other thing I want to mention: I saw Ben Folds in the last year or so, and he gave out paper to everybody. They were able to fold their requests into a paper airplane and throw it on the stage during the intermission or at the beginning of the second set.
That's nice. I
And
like that.
he walked around, and he would just ran and pick one of the many hundreds of, I think it was at the Bard of Honor or the Ulster Performing Arts Centre. What a great idea. Anyway,
Yeah,
you're doing that
that's
too.
a nice variation. We just as the audience come in, they fill in a request on that particular show. We've done it a couple of times at Symphony Hall in New York,
Yeah, that's where I saw you.
and yeah, it's great fun. I mean, for me, it's incredibly nerve-wracking, and I don't
I
sleep
imagine.
the night before the show. And also, I have an assistant on a computer at the side of the stage to retrieve lyrics. Sometimes, if it's a song I kind of half
Smart.
remember, I might
Right.
get away with it. If it's a song where I'm shaky on the lyric, I'd rather have a slightly
A
better
deeper cut,
performance.
yeah.
Yeah, and do a slightly better job. Yeah, but it's great fun. I mean, it's very unexpected. People ask not just for my songs; they ask for, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Really? And you can deliver on that?
Some of it. Yeah,
Sometimes.
sure. Oh, yeah. Something from Oklahoma. I get all kinds of, Warren Zevon songs,
Sure.
but it's kind of stumped the panel as well, or stumped the professor. It's what can we throw in the hat that's going to really be hard?
Yeah.
And only occasionally, only about one song in 30, do I have to throw my hands up in despair and say I just have no recollection of this song whatsoever.
Yeah, I haven't witnessed that, but so that should give people an idea, considering just how many shows I've attended. I'm talking to the great Richard Thompson, who will be performing at the Bard of Honor on November 7th at 8 o'clock in Poughkeepsie. Has your material, of course, it's been in movies. Anything you're particularly proud of or that stands out in your memory?
Well, let me think.
Put me on the spot.
I mean, a couple of documentaries that I've done, I'm quite pleased with. Werner Herzog's Grizzly Man, which I think is I think that one turned out well. My
What did
friend
you do with
Eric,
that? What was your contribution?
I did the soundtrack,
Okay, I'm blanking on that.
which was
Amazing.
all improvised. It was an improvised soundtrack, and we did it in 2 days, and there was enough left over for the 6-part TV spin-off series. Sometimes things work and sometimes they don't.
I
And
don't. I hate
another
to
one
be
of
a. I hate for the spoiler, but the guy dies at the end. So,
yeah, I didn't say it was a happy ending.
no. Yeah,
And
I.
another one I'm quite pleased with, it's called The Cold Blue, which is about
Oh.
the American 8th Air Force over Germany, attacking Germany during World War II, which is based on leftover footage from William Wyler, and we constructed a whole thing out of that. Interviews with veterans, surviving veterans from World War II, and I think the soundtrack turned out really well. And I find that there's this long lag time between songs of mine that end up in films and the ones I'm writing now. There's like a 40-year lag before someone notices a song. A song like "I Want to See the Bright Lights Tonight," which is from 1974, has been in about 15 movies. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
"Dimming of the Day," same thing, has been in about 15, 20 movies. But these kind of old songs seem to have the right kind of reverberation to fit what whatever the emotion of these films are.
And they provide a familiarity to the audience because they've been around the songs for so long. So maybe that's
I
a
hope so. Yeah,
sort
I
of a
hope that they.
subcon.
Yeah. Well, we hope so. Well, we hope that they're that musically sophisticated that they have those songs in the back of their minds. That would be a lovely thing. Yeah.
One last time, Richard Thompson's going to be performing at the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie on Friday, November 7th at 8 o'clock. And you'd be a fool not to go and check him out in such a beautiful place. It's you, and I assume your wife will come in again and sing with
Yeah,
you. She's
she
got a
will. Yeah,
beautiful
yeah,
voice,
yeah.
and the two of you together are a lot of fun to watch. So thanks for coming on the Midday Show, Richard.
My
Really appreciate it.
absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. You got it. This is
Bye-bye.
98.1 KZE.